motion?
Move come out of executive session.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Crum, seconded by Councilwoman Irwin, without discussion, like to come out of executive. Call for the question, please.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Councilman Tishalala?
You bet.
Councilman Crum?
I'm gonna start using that. She's still on that. She's writing.
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Councilman Crum.
As business coming out of executive, I think we probably need to authorize our attorney to check into how they feel fit, to check into perhaps us intervening on the Hayes 2 appeal.
Yes, sir. And others.
Hayes 2.
Hayes 2, please.
Thank you. Yes, sir, for the record. Anything you'd like to add?
Second that.
Could you repeat it?
Yes, I'll try. I said that we should contact our attorneys and have them look into the feasibility on however they deem, contacting their attorneys, whatever, on the advisability of us intervening in the Hayes 2 case.
Okay.
Seconded by Councilman, I have a motion on the floor, Councilman Crum, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Like to just call for the question, please.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Councilman Tishalala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Council. Councilman Crum, you made that, and Councilman Redcorn, seconded. Okay, thank you. I do have on the next is the EnergyNet contract, Director.
Yep, we've got the contract out in front of you there. And, I don't know if anybody has, I mean, we voted on this, and this was come back from the attorney, so I'll leave it up to the full council.
I have a comment when you're ready.
I'm ready, sir.
Hi. You know me, I want to get this out as soon as possible, but I did dawn on me that I failed to check on some part that we normally do with agreements with outside sources when we use their order plate. As you know, we're a sovereign, and always in the past, we've added a paragraph that states that we're not, the sovereign immunity is only limited to us executing our agreement, but we cannot be sued for damages. If you look at our leases, it says something to that effect, that people can sue us that we execute the lease or our piece of it, but we can't be sued for damages for it. I believe that's been in there, and we used it for everything.
Yes.
We normally add a paragraph for that. The red line changes that was came back from Frederick's did not include that particular language. There is some bill that says that any suit would have to be in tribal court, which is also good to have in there. We normally put that in there also, but normally we have a paragraph very simply that states that we cannot be sued for damages, no monetary damages.
Yes, sir. Is there any other comment? Council. Go ahead.
I'm kind of curious that we're doing this. I always thought in the past that the Bureau of Engineers handled the auction for us. I don't understand why they didn't do this instead of us.
We always had to authorize, what I feel about it, we always had to authorize and ask the Bureau to handle the auction.
I know, but this is the auction process right here.
I understand, but they didn't just do one without our authorization. We're authorizing them, these folks, to do it, and there is no cost to us to do it. The Bureau used to accept the cost of doing the auctions, but there's no cost to us to handle this auction. So I don't know if the Bureau, other than cooperating.
I didn't agree with this anyway. There's a lot of language in here that's not necessary.
It's their boilerplate.
But I would send it for the, where we're not to be sued on there. I'll ask them to do that.
Yes, I'd like to hear from the superintendent.
And I bet that Mr. Lynn and I are probably going to discuss the same thing. I saw that his hand went up as well. Fortunately, yesterday we had the pleasure of Stephen Simpson
Yes.
meeting with us. And Bill and I had talked about this energy net. Are you right at that time?
Yes.
And of course, I had looked at the regs that are in place right now. And I feel that the agency is going to have to do the notice. We're going to have to do the verification to ensure that the tracks are available. And I felt really good about we would do these steps and then give it to the Osage Minerals Council, and then you would work with the Energy Net. And then on the day of the sale, those monies would just go by EFT to the lockbox. Well, I was informed yesterday that the current regulations do not allow that to happen. It basically says on the day of the sale, a check in the amount not less than 25% of the cash bonus must be provided to the superintendent.
It does say that.
And I was really hoping that I would be able to say, well, the lockbox could be the superintendent. And
it's not going to happen unless
it's not going to happen.
It's identified and tracked to you by number.
It's specifically in the regs that basically says that it has to be named the superintendent. So, Bill, is that what you were going to bring up as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you just take a picture of it and send it to us? On deposits,
did he,
you know?
Did he not say anything about this?
Now, he hasn't seen anything.
He's getting close to something.
I don't know if that may be something
that you electronic. There's all kinds of electronic ways of doing that.
Well, I know. But see, back when you guys did these rights.
What not? Those rigs were done by
okay, no, thanks for that.
It was three rocks.
Our rigs never went through.
Boy, didn't think he'd be saying that. But go ahead, dear.
When these rigs were done, of course, it was a long time ago. It didn't stop to think about electronic fund transfers or the use of the internet to, you know, publish and do auctions. It didn't. It's not in there. And so I think with Energy Net, they are able to do something with BLM because I think they are working with.
They're under contract with them already.
But
that's not here.
Stephen Simpson, he said, you know, that sounds wonderful, but this is what it says.
Then call Mr. Simpson and tell him get them new CFRs with that waiver in it. Get it to us now. All you're doing is stalling them to get them to us so we can do anything.
I might send this to him too.
Thank you, Chair. We've had this discussion, and we pass resolutions and negotiate in the Mineral Council. I mean, I don't see how we can't make this fit that template somehow. They're not official until they hand this to you, but you have a list of approved leases by resolution, and it's in our purview how we want to do it. We can do 10 of them in one day. Sitting here, it doesn't really ring true in your end until that money is paid, et cetera, et cetera. The second thing is with Mrs. Irwin, if that could enter into the conversation, the second thing is arbitration. We strike the language in here for nation court, we go with the arbitration that's already in place per regulation.
I don't think most of this is
okay. I would like to add on this to the superintendent on page 2, Energy Net shall ensure all compliance with applicable regulations, including 25 CFR.
Chairman, if I might get a response from the Bureau,
go ahead.
Is that possible or am I not?
I think that would have to be reviewed and considered further.
So we have the auction, and then we're 10 days or 5 days, and here we're moving the list of resolutions for approval.
Basically, when there's a negotiated lease that's done in this room, you pass a resolution and then the agency goes back and we act upon that resolution. On a lease sale, what happens there is we go out and we do the publication, we ensure that the tracts that have been nominated are available, and then we do the open auction for people to submit a bid. Then we turn around based on that and notify or get with you all for acceptance. You pass a resolution there, and then we collect the 25% on that day. So, I mean, I'm willing to work. I think this would be great. And that's why I was telling Stephen Simpson, too. So, I haven't seen what you guys have. So, I don't know if, by chance, Chairman, you may want to, this is just something to consider, send this over to the Osage Agency Superintendent, basically saying, this is what we would like to do. We understand that this is the way that we could possibly collect the 25% through an electronic transfer. All I can do, you pass a resolution, all I can do is present it and make sure that the Osage Agency is going to be permitted. I myself, before we started talking to Stephen Simpson, I was for it. I had it figured out.
Could we write up a list of that as an option or this is an option? That we have 5 days to get those in once we have this as an option. Then we'll talk about passing a resolution. We have two options. Communicate to the Bureau if you're interested.
Councilman, let him finish.
May I answer? One of the things that I really want us to be careful about is within 25 CFR 211, 212, and 226, this requirement is always done. Mm-hmm. Whenever the Bureau of Indian Affairs has any lease sale, the highest bidder that's awarded that lease has to automatically go out and get that 25%. You and I have worked on that before where they didn't complete, so the 25%'s forfeited. The same rule applies here. If by chance we don't do the, if we're not allowed to do the electronic fund transfer, then I wouldn't recommend that we do it any other way but that way. Okay. So they make payment right then. Right. Otherwise, we may have a hard time collecting the 25%.
Thank you, Chair.
And it states in this contract that it's up to us to go after it, not the
Well, she's made it clear that she wants the money first and she can hold the 25 if they balk.
That's right.
Which is clear to me. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Councilman.
I think I may have a way. When we have those lease sales, oftentimes we've had agents working for bidding for people and taking care of their business. Is that not correct?
That is correct.
I would suggest that in this case, whatever the heck their name is,
EnergyNet
is working as an agent on these sales in that respect. So if an EnergyNet person is there, they're collecting electronic fund transfer from their bidders. If an energy person is there, net person, and they write you a check or cash from EnergyNet as the agent for these people, that they write you a check for those sales and we're done.
On the day of the sale.
On the day of the sale. They will have people there. Because I know that we've had agents sitting in there bidding, and that people that actually bought it were, you know, California or someplace, and they didn't know that their agent took care of their business for them. That worked. I don't see why this would not work if EnergyNet is willing to write a check for them, and we do it that way. We got it solved.
There you go. So I'm gonna give this back to you.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate it if you give it to Mr. Simpson and make sure that we can do that, because I see some problems, other problems, and I'd like for his point of view on that.
Okay. Chairman Waller, would you be so kind to attach a letter to that and make that request? Thank
yes,
you.
Along with the actual contract.
This is it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Council, is there anything you'd like to add? The other concept comes in, it could easily be done. That's exactly how they handle our royalty payment. We deliver it to them. The company has to pay those guys. This, we're going to have to vote on this, no, because it puts in here that any cost, damage, harm, liability. EnergyNet wants to waive all that and give it to us, and I can't do that.
As I say, it pins our sovereignty.
Okay. Ma'am, do you have that ready to go? Do you need this copy of this? Thank you, Derek. We'll have that sent. Council, is there any other issue? I'd like to go on down to C, amend 3-282, Councilwoman Boone.
In your book, you'll find the amendment to Resolution 3-282, it's just exactly what I described Friday, to cover the cost we mentioned out, or I acted out in it, right, it's a resolution. Cost not to exceed $100,000.
Is that a form of motion?
I make a motion that we accept this resolution as amended to identify expenses for Dr. Russell Evans and the LLC that was involved with that. I think it was, I don't know what the LLC name was, but to put a limit to the cost of $100,000 for his evaluations.
And it's on the email case?
It's just actually...
Just all of them?
It's going to roll into everything, but yes, ma'am. It was originally asked to have Frederick's people in Morgan give us a royalty value, which we're going to need in the rest of them. Is that in a form of a motion?
Yes, sir.
I second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Boone, second by Councilman Irwin, to pay Travis Keener not to exceed $100,000. Evans.
Yes,
I went hydro, didn't I? But I give hydro an extra 60. Russell Evans. Thank you, dear. She has it. Council.
Perhaps I missed it, but I haven't heard about any scope of work or time frame on completion or what we're going to do for what we're going to get for this $100,000. And what it's going to be done in time to do us any good. And we're giving, and it's 10% of our entire budget. $100,000. I don't know. I think we've got to buy a pig and a poke.
Well, may I?
Yes.
He's going to have about four or five different experts come in here, because we're not only talking about the rock and the dirt, we're talking about the oils, we're talking about the windmills, we're talking about every kind of thing you can imagine. So every one of these experts, you know, it costs money. They're not all, he's not going to take all this, but he has to find experts in that field to actually do the paperwork and come up with a solution that we can take to court, whether it's the Supreme Court or when it's remanded back down here to Tulsa Federal Court where we do the settlement on it. One way or the other, it's going to go to court, whether it's the Supreme Court or back down here to Tulsa Federal.
Counsel.
Is this a request from our attorney?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Just that we hire him. They didn't add any of the others for another reason why we had to specifically contract him out.
Well, the $100,000 cash was at the request of our attorney. I think that's what Councilman Redcorn was asking.
Any other discussion? Let's call for the question.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishelwood?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
No, I think we should have more information on what we're buying.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to ask that we go into the Buffalo data, amend the scope of contract.
Where are we at now?
Buffalo data.
Oh, okay.
Director?
You have the contract right there in front of you. And this is expending the rest of the monies that's on the website grant.
Did you pay an X amount already?
Yes, he's been paid just under $65,000.
Who actually cut the check?
And this is coming from the nation.
And all you're wanting to do is complete the contract upon
right,
deliverable?
Right, complete it out and finish this thing up by September. And this will go through September 2018.
I need a motion, please, to promote the scope of contract for Buffalo data on completion of the grant.
I make a motion we amend the scope of the contract.
I need a second, please. Second by Councilman Tishwalla, motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn. Is there any other discussion?
I do have a little. As you know, we weren't able to use him in the with the accumulating the data we first, part at least of the data we first thought he would be able to accumulate. And so he's done his work, you know, because it was a grant that had time frame and stuff. He's done his work as best he can with that, and I'm all for bringing this on. But I'd like to remind the council that we still have a lot of work yet to do on this, and if we can ever get where we can get to that data. Plus, since I won't be around, you know, later on, the intention when we did this thing, at least those of us who, you know, thought through it a bit, was to maintain this data, bringing it up. And the council should realize that even though we're paying him off for this piece, that if we want to keep this website up and being able to add stuff and all that, and he did offer his services at a set fee, $500 a month to maintain it and to put all the new data in and all that kind of thing. So I would encourage the council, when the time comes, to consider him. I think he's done an excellent job. He's a sharp guy and was able to work around a lot of obstacles to get in there what he's got in there. And so, anyway, that's my comment.
Yes, and it's actually in this attached email that Director Lynn had sent us from April the 9th. It states that in there about just what you said. We need to keep our eye on the prize. It has up here not only operation, updating, and maintenance of a website, but the administration. With that, do you have anything to add, Council?
No.
Let's call for a question.
Councilwoman Redcorn. Councilman Tishwalla?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Can
I
ask you a question?
Yes, we're going right into review of minute meetings.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
On what part was the paragraph that you read to us a while ago on this?
Page 2, top of it.
Was it 15.1?
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Did you get a chance to take those folks out there?
My guy is Lee.
Is that Lee out there? Okay. I'm kind of glad. Are you going to be able to go out there, either you or the deputy? Because you might get a call from your area regional director boss, because State of Oklahoma is going to come up with funds for this. He'll be asking, did you all look at this?
Okay.
But that's why you sent the actual folks that are going to try to build it, the bid on it.
And you've got all that.
Yeah, I'm going to talk.
Thank you. Just want to make sure. Thank you all.
Well, have a nice day.
We're going to try. It's still early yet. I still got a village meeting to go, and they get rough. Because they bring police to the Homney village meetings. Not that they're necessary, but you know. I don't never leave home without them. With that, minute meetings, what else did you have to add? Councilwoman, anything else that? Hearing none, I'd like to entertain a motion to accept the minute meetings 11-9, 11-16, 112, 117, 129, 216, 221 of 18. And of course, as you notice, we have two events from 17.
We're gonna do this one. It's on
the agenda. She just did. No, that was asked to be removed. It goes as written.
Oh, okay.
And that's why we went to that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you didn't have it. I don't think it's on the minutes.
It's not on the new one.
Okay.
Not. It was asked to take on. I entertain a motion, Council.
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
As second.
So I have a motion on floor from Councilman Redcorn, second by Councilman Tishwalla, without any further. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, let's call for a question.
Councilman Tishwalla?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yeah.
Councilwoman Irwin?
No.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
I didn't read it, so I'm gonna abstain.
Motion passes.
Motion passes, thank you very much. The next is committee reports and scholarships. Would you like to have anything at this time?
Nothing on scholarship.
Plugging, we've already discussed it to the death. We're gonna just try it for that funding. And with that, media?
I'll yield to Ms. Darwin on media.
We have, she's been talking to us about finishing on our media.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting on you guys.
Yeah, I've gotta do a short one on RPC.
First chair, second chair, and I was gonna put a little spill in there, but, you know.
I've asked that wind farm case go number one, and then we'll come in with the other.
All right.
Hey, Bella, hey, we're trying, all right? I've been asked under committee report, Joseph, you're our orphan well committee chairman and our past chairman, Councilman Yates. I've had Councilman Redcorn along with that. I appreciate my two brothers back here waiting for a long day. But it's important enough that I'd like to ask that they be given the floor a minute.
Just a little clarity, I think the plugging committee is what you're referring to when the orphan well is reaching.
Yes, sir. The contract is, plugging's called orphan well. And that's all reason, but yes, sir, I like the separation, but you're still gonna be watching over.
Just wanna make sure that these gentlemen are part of the orphan well committee.
Yes, sir, and that will make the introduction. I'd like to have Mr. Rennick come up. This is our orphan well committee along with Mr. Holden. I think it's three of you, isn't it?
Yeah, Mr. Holden.
That's fine, I understand that. Please, you go right ahead. We need a short version. Way we need.
Third General Council, good to see all of you again. As you know, the all passed by resolution, on the red one, that will be formed a orphan well committee. You know, to explore and research orphan wells or animal wells. And at that particular time, as you remember, you didn't have a terminated well list, is that correct? And it's been some time, bring y'all up to date, it's been some time since you had that terminated well list, is that correct?
Yep.
So, that was a word of mindful of concern to myself as well as Chairman Waller and Tom Rickman. So, he called me about asking me if I would be on the committee. So, Chairman Waller.
Yes.
And he said, you know anybody who might be interested? I said, the only one I know is Henry Rennick. He's an oil producer, independent oil producer, and he's my job, Joe says. So, and I said, you know anybody else? And then he mentioned Homer Hogan. He was a sponsor one time, and Andrew knows him.
Driller.
We all were on the committee. And,
Tom Driller.
I called the superintendent about the terminated well list, and she said, what do you want it for? And I said, well, things aren't going very well, Madam Superintendent. And they asked me to be on the well committee. They want to look at some leases and make want to put them on the lease sale someday. Maybe even go out and explore some, you know. So that's what we were all about. And as time went on, in the meantime, before that, there was a CNAX well at Indian Camp. It used to fuel, remember the old Sequoia plant out there that people talked about. And it was a natural gas. And the five-man board at that particular time was concerned that it might be harmful. So I went to the BIA, so I asked him about it, asked Henry about it. Henry came out and investigated and did his expertise on it and said it has a little potential, but there may not be enough gas there. So I went back to BIA and they called CNAX, the company, I think he was with Dennis, I believe, that correct. And they told him about it, and it wouldn't know more. I went back to the man board and told him that they would, were looking at it. I wasn't on council at the time. So, I live out in the camp, you know, I was concerned too. So, a lot of people are very uneducated about the oil business, you know. So, they're afraid of the H2S gas that we'll know about, you know, and nitrogen gas, and they're scared, you know. So I talked to Henry and I said, can you come out? And he did. And he said, it's not, no, no, no. I said, well, maybe we could fuel in it again out there with some natural gas, you know, maybe to increase production. He didn't, and he said, no, it's not enough. And I talked to Mr. Ford, Mel Ford, well knowing, you know. He said, he knew about that. Well, it fueled the Sequoia and it used to be the bench carpet plant. I worked out there myself in the 70s with Rick Wyatt. He was my boss at the time, remember that?
Yeah, wow.
And he was good, he was a hard worker. He expected every person to work as hard as he did.
He Butch worked out there one time, my cousin.
I was a dye operator at the time, and believe me, that was hard work, you know, it was hard. But that whole plant was fueled by natural gas. And as time went on, it eventually went out of business, you know. So we called, somehow or another, Mr. Dennis got hold of that, of this situation, and they plugged it up. It's plugged now. So that's something we've accomplished. You know, we've accomplished ourselves. So we went out a few times, and we were called to go out a few other times at out around the Drummond Ranch and the CNAC and the Prue. Prue, Joe, and people out and evaluate the equipment, right? So Drummond, we went out to Drummond Ranch, and we had a lot. We went to a few other places, and then we, him being an independent oil producer and myself, you know, had my schedule too, and he just didn't have time to make places where he wanted to. You know. We wanted to go to a lot of places, but he also mentioned the fact that he said a lot of these ranchers are, the gates are going to be locked. He said, you're not going to be able to get in.
Mm-hmm.
He said, then you're going to have to go back to the council, you're going to have to go to the BIA, and so. It kind of came to a stalling point at that time.
Yeah.
So exactly. After that,
yeah, okay. We
kind of got together, had lunch together a few times, trying to figure out what to do next. We talked to Stalling, he said, the only thing you can do is work with that terminated well list. And I have it right here. And it's about a half an inch thick. You can see how
it
is. Mm-hmm. I'll pass it around.
Yeah.
And there's how many terminated lists?
1,602
abandoned terminated leases out there. That's how many of those there are. I'm saying, in our mineral state, our white jobs in mineral state. This off is how you say oil in our language. Water is neat, right? This off is black. It's like in the book, right? When I pray, when I say, what do y'all do in this house? I think I'm talking about our souls. That's how you say it. But some of y'all younger people don't know that. When you hear the name in this house, then you're talking about the minerals. So that's how you talk. But anyway, we talked to the three times. I think it was more than four. She let us in. We talked to Susan McKee. Man, Big Horse was there at the time. We looked at the leases.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't me. I don't have any questions. I was just learning from him. I've been around the old patch all my life. My dad, Homestead Allotments in Barnstall. And knowing that I've seen the wells, seen the trip, well, that's all I ever did. I didn't know hardly very much at all about the oil business. But then it does. And so does Homer, as did Andrew will testify. They knew all about it. They taught me things that I didn't know the difference between a well and a tank bearer. And they taught me this. And I learned. So we began to talk to, they let us in. They wouldn't let us go inside the BIA. But they let us look at the drilling logs. Just the drilling logs. They wouldn't let us look at the production logs. We got to see the electric logs. And we looked at it. Henry did all the study. You can see the writing he did on there. We went there three times.
Some of this stuff's even some stuff I give y'all too, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. No, some of these notes look like some of mine. Yeah.
You made notes on this.
Yeah. That looks like some of my notes I wrote down.
So that was Henry's list.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
that's as far as we got. We went up there three times. Mm-hmm.
So. Other than what's on here, like 15 and 16, everything on here is from whenever I was working, 4 or 5 years ago. Okay, gotcha.
And some of them may be renewed.
Maybe
we don't know.
Because I know there's some on here that, they've been renewed, but they've been on there since the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as time went on, we went to hear the BIA about three times, maybe four. Fourth time we went in there, Susan McKee came in there and said, the superintendent says, no more. Drop one off, that means no. No more. Drop one off. In Spanish, it's no more. She said, you gotta go. I said, can I talk to the superintendent?
This is stuff.
He said, and he said, no, you can't. He said, there's a door. That's exactly what he said. And that's true. It was. So we didn't want to do it. Donnie, we got upset. Well, maybe we'll go back and see what the police do. We'll go with that deal. We don't, can't cooperate. We got to go in. So that's why we're here. And I thought, I talked with Henry. I said, maybe we can do some, that's the end of our committee. And I don't know. And he talked to Bill Lane yesterday at lunch, and Bill said he wants us to go on. He wants us to do things, and try to research like that. So in the meantime, we went to prayer. Remember that time when they wanted to evaluate the equipment? I have a business degree in business administration from Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and it took me years to get out. My dad used to say, which school are you going to now?
Right here in this chair.
Father testified, I was a professional student.
Yes.
And he never gave me money, believe me. And God was tired. Anyway, well, the fruit deal. He's the expert. Don't get me wrong, man. He went out there and Bill had his estimate on it. I told him 40,000. I said, that's all it was for. And that's my estimate. He said 45. I think Bill said 50. Is that correct, Bill?
50,000.
Probably so. That's what I'm kind of
on that early lease by Wild Horse. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Brain.
And believe me, that is it. People, that is an oil patch. That thing is an oil patch. There's tank batteries out there. There was a, show us out.
Crown Central Water Flood, I used to work every engine.
Yeah, and there was tank batteries here, there was tank batteries down in this bottom of the oil patch, there was all
that's,
kinds of
that's quick. Called a Hughes tank battery.
And some of the tank batteries, in my opinion, were good. Some of them weren't so good. Some of them could rust it. And there was an old, what do we call it?
Gun barrel.
Yeah,
super.
It was a big old transport truck.
Tank truck.
He said it was worth maybe someday to scrap it up, or even get run together.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it. The numbers are cool.
The only thing that we came up with, from my point of view, you know, if you all wanted to maybe buy a lease or two someday, whatever you want to do, it's up to you. You know, we thought these guys, they're not going to pay that kind of money. They probably don't have it, right? And the way the oil has passed gone down, the bankers, they're not going to give them that kind of money, you know, because they're business, they want to make money. So I told him, this is what would be my opinion, I told Henry to tell Phil, kind of relayed the message. I said, tell them to get as much out of it as they can, turn these boards loose, and then let them see what they can do with it and make some more money. That's the only thing I can figure out to do. And, so anyway, after that, I got in. I have an aunt buried on what we used to call Senior Hill. Remember that? And it's really Bacon Ryan Hill.
Right.
That's where the old man, Bacon Ryan buried. The old man. And he was an old timer. He was buried. And that, I didn't know that land. I thought that land was sold out. But it belongs to Mayor Rebar. Mayor Young, the mayor. He owns that land. So I wanted to go up there and see. Find my aunt's grave. She died when she was just a little girl. Her name was Julia. And she died young. A lot of them did those days. You know. So I said, Henry, can you take me up there? I said, there's a little gate there. And I knew, remember Rick White used to go up there a lot of times. And I'd watch Rick. And he said, Henry said, I don't even think there's even a lock there. So we went up there. And he knew how to get in there. So we went up to Becker Ryan Hill. And those graves up there are scared of. If some of you haven't been up there, they're all over the place. And there's names. There's even a radio up there, but I'm not even related. talk to the nation and see if they could do something about it. So in the meantime, I found out there was several wells, one on the hill, and there's one down at the bottom, and I asked who owns that lease, and it was Wilson.
Clay Wilson.
Clay Wilson, and that family.
Well, that is Gene Sell.
And, not running. So, and I asked him, would the council or the nation or anybody wants to get into all this, why can't they buy that lease? He said, it'd probably be a swallow, because it's a big family, you know, and there wouldn't be, there'd be confusion, you know, with that, things like that. So we did that, and we checked out some more leases, and as we got started over the BIS, you know, she said, that's it. Can't go back in there. If we wanted to look at the production logs, they wouldn't let us look at it. So that's what happened, and that's the 100% story of it all. And it's up to you all if you want to keep it ongoing. I'd love to participate, you know, in whatever form. But it's interesting. It's a lot of research, you know. It's kind of like history, too. Sal, I've heard, too, I heard a call the other night, and, that you all get some money from sourcing and government source, or $3 million. Or $300,000, or $3 million, something like
$3 million.
That. $3 million.
Do an inventory.
A well plugging. And I talked to some oil producers about entering different ones. And I said, how many? And I even talked to Richard Windall a couple of times. And that's about as far as I got in there. So he said, how many, what's your estimate of how many wells need to be plugged out here? Richard, he said, over 1,000. He said, maybe even 2,000. We don't know. They're out there. Even when I was a kid, on my dad's lawn, we all grew up in Barnesville. We didn't grow up here, as Stephanie and Cynthia will testify to. I came to the Indian camp when I was like in the fifth or sixth grade. So we grew up in Barnesville, and that was my dad's lawn. He was a farmer and a rancher. And he was a good farmer, too. He grew wheat, alfalfa, and corn. Right after the war, we grew four babies. So we used to ride horses out there and run along the creek. Some of a lot of us did when we were kids. And had a lot of fun. I bet I've seen at least five or six, maybe seven or eight open holes in those hills and back there in the back pasture where my dad's land, my brother's land is now. Just holes in the ground like that. Nothing down there. We used to drop rocks down there and we couldn't even hear where it hit on. So. I agree with you. There's something needs to be done about plugging the well.
Thank you, Jeff. That's just a little passion.
Yes, Councilman Crum and Councilman Redcorn.
Well, I want to thank you for your service trying to get over there. We of course having the same problem, but as you mentioned, we're fighting this information front on several aspects. One of them, they're going to have to figure out something on, and that's that money that we just got.
Sure.
That has to be dealt with, so they're going to have to figure out a way that we can deal with it. We're also, of course, still trying to get those grants, one of them which was just for wells, you know, that one that Tommy worked on, and they're holding them up from giving them to anybody else, so my assumption is they want to give it to us. And so maybe in the future we'll have the data that will allow the council at that time to figure out a way to get you guys going again in a productive manner.
Thank you.
Guys, I appreciate your work. You know, Henry, we started you guys with the first grant. We went through two, we got rejected, and then we thought we won this one. We're still waiting for the BIA to make the determination.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you did all this work. I don't know how, Chairman, but I thank somebody that stays with it, even though there is no money. But when we had requests on the bridge here, we had several things that we asked you guys to look into to help build in. You did. So I just want to say thank you all. They were not.
Cool.
That you guys were able to step up, even though there was just no money, no support. You know, and but when you get something free, I guess you got to take it, and that's what we did. We got so we appreciate it. We're all sitting here, Sal, and you're doing all this for nothing. So, yeah, there, I appreciate it. Thank you, Chairman.
Also, $3 million is a lot of money, you know, and to somebody like Trump, the billionaires, $1 million is like $1,000. I've said it was something. And it's many with it, when they don't even know how many wells need to be plugged out there, then this $3 million may just be a drop in the bucket. I commend y'all. Did this request come from you all or did it come from somebody else?
We actually had to request it.
So the money should come to you all.
Answer your question, Mr. Randy. How many trips have you made since you all this?
Just my second. I'm getting ready to deal on my, go on my third.
Yeah, they've been hitting them every year.
Excuse me.
That's what I said. Well, the only thing I know, is in business, what I've learned in business, and I was in business one time. My first wife, she was a common law woman in the 70s, and then I was wanting to get out of here.
Wow.
Anyway, I wasn't getting along with TV before. So she said, you want to go help me run one of these restaurants? They had a restaurant in Clinton, they had one too. They said, okay. With her. And so you want to go? I said, I'm ready. She got a baton, you know. So we left and we got out there. One, their parents ran one in Weatherford, and their son ran one in Clinton. We helped them with one in Weatherford. And they told me, well, you wash dishes, clean the floors, and then I clean the ice cream machine for $100 a week. I said, you got it. I said, just give me a little time off so I can go to a peyote meeting every now and then. It's all the time. That's the only business that I've ever, I got a business degree, administration degree. It took me a long time to get it, but I got it. that's the only business but I watched them do the books. In those days, you know everything by hand. You remember that. You know, there was no hardly any calculators at that time, you know, but we had fun and I learned a lot. I learned about the cotton fields out there too. The cotton only grows. And I can see why, you know, those black people, the Native American people, or Native African people wanted all the rights that they have. And there were some people that worked with this particular restaurant that my wife is running. And I said, I want to go out there. They pick cotton in the afternoon. There's nothing but cotton fields around here. He lives around Carnegie. Around Carnegie and out of Dark. This is just a side story, if you have time. And I said,
I got that.
Can I go with you all to pick this cotton? And they had their knapsacks and everything else, you know. I want to see how they did it. And there is no way in this world that you can get down there and pick that cotton. I don't care if you're a child, you got to bend down like that, or you got to get on your hands and knees, or just almost on your back and scoot on. And that's the only way physically, and there most of them are doing that way. And you know how long ago. That was what I wanted to know. And I learned a lot when I got out there, and also learned what people were. It's windy. That's when I was opposed to the windmill. I told them that in the very first meeting. I said, I lived around and went to Weatherford, Oklahoma, and there wasn't a day that didn't go by that there wasn't dust in my eyes. Colin can testify to that. It's windy out there. That's where those things belong. They don't belong. And we're not opposed to the very start. And we Andrew and I and Gail, remember that? We went over there and tried to negotiate the wind and take them somewhere else. Put them on northern Canada or northern Oklahoma. Put them on the river, you know. It would so that's that. But that's the only type of business that I've been involved in. But I learned a lot. I learned how to pay for the cotton. But he's the expert on the wall. And what I learned from the first mineral council I was on, I learned a lot there. And I also know learning business that one teacher at Oklahoma State University told me, he said, when you can't make money one way, you have to resort to another way. You have to have an alternative, you have to have a plan, and you gotta go several different ways. Oil's not the only thing in the world. It's our oil, and it's always gonna, the one expert says it's gonna be around for 50 or 60 years. Oh, it does. But we've got to figure out other ways to make money. That professor had a little beard that long, and he wore glasses on, and that one had a little long hair. But he was smart. He was very smart.
He wouldn't
And I learned a lot. On that, I'll end, and I thank you all for your time.
Well, thank you for your service.
No, we appreciate you. That's our big F and our ready group there. That's the only thing that drives you. God takes care of us on this next side. Believe me, the battle's on this side. We have none on the other. Brother, go ahead and complete us.
I'll put a call. Nick Ashe.
No, you may.
Susan was stuck here. Nick Ashe.
I had to embrace the scene.
Was out of the scene.
For the God.
Leah was out of the scene.
Just stops holding
on. My dad told me,
yeah.
You know, I'm honored that you decided to do this. Osage on all sides. And I want you on here.
Yeah.
Because I want that old time, this understanding to be in our business. And we're losing it. Chairman over here, I appreciate you. You know, my dad told me that. But Uncle Mo told me too. You know, I hear your words and you remind me of him. You know, you're always looking forward. But we appreciate that. So thank you. I'm off the tall. I see this in Nico Shed. Waylon George, I didn't eat it. He got that knowledge. Beyond. So I appreciate both of y'all. Everything you do, y'all.
I
want to say this to General Council. I want to say this to say y'all are good. That means you all are doing. Washkana, that means the best you can. And you're doing all you can. That's exactly what that means.
Thank you very much. I'd like to say that as it ends it. Would you like to add it? I have a motion to move to adjournment.
Second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Crun, seconded by Councilwoman Irwin. Just call for the question. I mean.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sharon Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sharon Waller?
Just say yes.
Councilman Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Ben?
Yes.
Councilman
Cheshwood?
I guess.
Councilman Sam?
Yep.
I had his other deal.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Patches. Thank you. We're out of. Thank you all. I got to go to a village meeting now.
I'll see you there.
No, I think it's going to go smooth.
Yeah. Well, I only grew the money twice.
Yeah.
I'm ready to shut you off here. Thank you so much.